modern lover too.
Greg Allen Group, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Okay, we're going to do two more songs before our first break. And they're both for people who like to dance fast. Now, the first one is one that we didn't write. It's one that the Velvet Underground wrote and never released. So you've never heard this one before. We like to do this as a tribute to the Velvet Underground. We all saw them a lot back east. And there's a song we hope you'll like. There's called Foggy Notion.
Hit a harder, harder, harder until they thought she might die. hesitating.
We'll be right back.
Cal trying to get in a call. MFO, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Brian. This is Cal Cali. How you doing?
All right, man. Sounds like you're on speakerphone. You got to call on a better phone, dude. But go ahead.
All right. I'll turn the speaker off. How's that better?
Much better.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I called to remind you. I don't know if you said it on the air yet.
Not yet. I know what you're going to say. George Martin passed away, yes.
Yeah, and Keith Emerson yesterday, two days ago.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Jeez, what are you there?
They didn't all die, just Emerson. Not Lake and Palmer. I don't mean to make light of it.
I'm sorry. About one of those songs, but I don't know how I'm going to hold back.
Well, I was going to play something else, but now I have to play some Beatles, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
George Martin, producer, was he manager as well?
At first, he signed
him,
but
not
always.
But I think he was a producer. Yeah, he was great.
Right. I'm going to play one
really
of my favorites.
Did you have three psychiatrists?
I really do.
Is that true?
I'm one of them.
I have a psychiatrist who's like a counselor. Now I have to see him to see my psychiatrist who prescribes meds. So that's two. And then I go to a group meeting, so there's another counselor there.
Sit together and like discuss you.
It's a great cocktail party, yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Cal. You got anything else? You got that big show coming up.
Don't forget May 13th, Diary of the Remains at Once Ballroom, but there's plenty of time, 2 months.
Right on. Okay,
thanks,
Cal. You going to Hummingbird Syndicate tonight? Oh, no, you're down in Florida still.
I'm still away, yeah.
All right.
But yeah, that sounds like a great show with Hirsch and John Butcher.
That's right. Yeah,
I would be going if I was there.
I know. We'll be there. We'll send our love.
Yes, please do.
Okay, Cal.
Yes, to Lynn Shipley, for sure.
Right. Thank you for reminding us about George Martin. It is a bummer. But he lived a long, great life.
He did. My.
Gave us some great stuff.
80s? 90.
I think it was.
90.
Yeah, I think it was 90. Okay. Just 90, yeah. Beatles! Thanks, Cal.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I told you about strawberry fields. You know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go.
only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Midnight, you got me playing a fool. Calling I sure gone crazy.
Wow. Jack needs you flying around the room.
Iggy Pop there, Sister Midnight. Before that, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer live, Peter Gunn. Or as I call it, the Spy Hunter song.
Okay.
See if anyone gets that obscure.
No.
Nope. Not me.
The Beatles.
You're on your own on that one, dude.
Beatles, Glass Onion. Going out to George Martin and his family. Television, Marquee Moon. The Real Kids Got It Made. We had the Velvet Underground with Cool It Down. The Modern Lovers doing a Velvet Underground song, Foggy Notion. Greg Allen Group in there with Modern Lovers. Rush doing Love's 7 and 7 is. Actually went to see, not your favorite band, Grateful Dead cover band last night. Why are you laughing? I love the Dead. What's it so funny?
Not even the Dead? You went to see a Dead cover band?
Oh, they were great. They were great.
Who'd you say?
Yeah, what was the name?
Dupree's Diamond. I believe it's a Dead song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have fun, man.
I know that's one thing some listeners don't like, because I played some Dead when I did Acoustic Sailing last week for Vin.
Yeah. How'd that work out for you?
I love the... I'm about to play them, you jerk.
I know.
Harry from Popgun commented on the set list. He was like, don't ever, ever play the Grateful Dead again. I'm like, hey, dude, they're a great band. And so is Popgun. You know, I'm playing Popgun for them, you know? I mean,
yeah, but,
you can't give me crap.
I don't know.
The Dead are, like, one of the top 10 American rock bands of all time. I'm not a Deadhead, but I really appreciate them. And I grew up with them. My brother was a Deadhead, 6 years older than me.
Okay.
With that, I have the Fare Thee Well CD, double CD set. It was their concert they did on when they got together, without Jerry, of course, but they got together.
So do you have...
Without Jerry and all the keyboardists.
Okay, so...
They got together on July 4th and did this show.
All right, so you're taking off for 20, 15 minutes or so?
No. It doesn't say how long it is. It's Althea, though. I know it's not going to be that long. Eight minutes at the longest.
Harry's right.
Here they are. This is the last show they did, I think, last summer. Yeah, last summer, 2015. Music never stops.
Viva Popgun.
I'll play them next. Keep Harry on.
There you go.
Keep Harry listening. Just another pretty face.
dancing with you, but you. Your friends are getting most concerned.
I'm closing the book on the pages and details, and I don't really care what happens next. I'm going, I'm gone. Been hanging on the steps, and I've been playing it straight.
The end of another crash course for the Ravers. It's been a good one. I'm Brian Young, Michelle, Jimmy James. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Baxter Wolf.
Have a fantastic afternoon. Enjoy the weather while it's still good.
Right on. Next week?
The Ungraded.
Is it underrated or ungraded?
Ungraded. Boston Park.
They have no grade.
Yep.
Well, we'll grade them then.
Yes, we will.
Be with us next week for the Ungraded live here on MFO, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., a crash course for the Ravers every Saturday. Until next time,
see ya!
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's A Crash Course for the Ravers,
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.